Dad! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dix.
Hi, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino, Canadian sensation bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day, Tone.
Boys in the back, how are we?
How we doing? How we doing?
How we doing?
Hey, doing pretty good, Tony. We got basketball to bet on.
We do have NBA basketball starting tonight. First game, Nets at Bucks. Second game, Warriors at Lake Show, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be so lit.
So lit, dude.
Can't wait.
Bucks are -1.5 point favorites. I believe they were dogs yesterday.
They were 2-point dogs yesterday, correct. Tony. That's flipping fast.
Lakers -3 at home against Golden State. Klay's back, right?
No.
Klay is not back.
Klay is not playing in this game. I do not know why. I thought he was all the way back. I guess he's not.
Okay.
Maybe a minute.
And you have, you got the Bucks at +2 and the Lakers at -3.
Yeah, I'm actually an absolute dipshit. Didn't throw that yesterday and waited until today.
Now you have to take them as favorites.
Yeah, I had some funds tied up in the Monday Night Football game. Those pulled through. Me and Tony both hit some bets. Let's go, Tony.
Thank you.
That was an awesome pull by you. Great move.
It's an electric bet. The one touchdown, one field goal for each team for each half.
Where'd you find that?
Found that my fucking self on this website.
Oh.
Don't fucking do that.
Oh. You weren't up what fucking 6 a.m. watching some other show.
No, I was not. No, I was not.
I hate the internet. I hate the fucking
internet. I might, anytime somebody hits a bet, just... You could do that with anything. Oh, no, you took Titans +6? I saw that 2 weeks ago. Somebody had that.
Fucking Billy McElroy had that fucking...
Fucking Donnie...
Donnie Berger.
John Anthony had that on the Sunday sports line.
No, that was a good hit last night. And
plus,
you know,
18 Hunge? No shit,
how
Tony.
About shout out to everyone who joined. There's a lot of people who joined.
There was
in on
a lot
that
of
bet.
Winners.
You son of a bitch. You finally hit it after I said it never hits, too.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Thank you for doing that.
I'll take
there
it
was
on
a
the
couple,
shins for you.
There was another. There's a couple other boosts that hit. I think Derrick Henry to score first.
Mitt's boost hit.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs and Derrick Henry both to score.
That's what it was.
Yep.
That was a good boost. Probably should have taken that one.
Ha ha. Oh, super boost never hit. Ha ha, haters. Fuck off.
Jesus. I mean, I'm all in. Fucking, hey.
Ha-ha.
I'm all in. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Print
fuck
the
off,
shirts,
haters.
Mitt. Ha ha, haters. Ha ha.
Some other dude also. Why is fucking Tone Diggs appropriating Mitt's thing? Because I said fucking see at the window. Because it's awesome. And we have shirts.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha ha. Fuck off.
Damn it.
God damn it. By the way, first episode of the season was great.
It's the Hammer Down Boys.
Don't. No.
Got some bets for you.
Got winning bets from the Hammer Down Boys. Every day after.
God damn it.
Because we're the Hammer Down Boys, winning bits every day. See you at the window. Okay.
Carry on.
That's enough.
All right. Back to it.
We knew. I don't want to say we knew because I didn't take it.
That was the gambling gods. Enough for you, public.
Enough.
You have all day Sunday. We take back Monday.
Yeah.
That was what that was.
They should start taking back more because that'll be good for us.
Yeah. Everybody won on Sunday. I get smacked.
Yeah. Okay. So Titans, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's 3,500 to win the MVP, +3,500 behind a bunch of quarterbacks. He's on pace to set the all-time rushing record for 16 games in 16 games. He's on pace to set the all-time total yards record as well. Any chance they give it to running back?
I'd like to see it.
They go
just to mix it up. But
they go 12-5.
See, that's the thing. I worry. I mean, Titans
win
have the
division.
Bills. Titans have the Bills number. That's two in a row. They beat them.
I mean, he is that team.
So is Lamar to the Ravens, and if they keep winning games,
so is Lamar to the Ravens.
It's gonna be tough to give.
They haven't listen. They haven't gotten into the AFC North yet.
I know. I know, but they did just fucking dog walk the Chargers.
Start playing some teams you know what to do. Starting this weekend, plus six Bengals, minus six Ravens.
So it's down to six?
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
There's a lot of games this weekend that you look at that number, and it is not pretty.
Did you happen to see the slapdick that had 300,000 on the line last night in parlay? He had like a 11-leg parlay and an 8-leg parlay. One was worth like 140,000. The other was worth around the same. At one point had a cash-out option for 100K on both bets. Decided not to do, had Bills money line and Bills to cover. Lost all the money. Didn't get $1.
Did not hedge?
Did not hedge.
My Lord.
Now, probably, I'm hedging. You know I'm hedging. I'm probably taking the cash out too in the fourth quarter as well.
You have to come away with something. Have to.
The hook fucked you in the first half, huh?
Of course, yeah. I mean, this is what, any time I bet on the Bills, they fuck me. I texted you this.
Yes, you did.
My hatred for the Bills runs way more deep than AFC East football. Anytime I bet on them when they are a wagon, supposedly, they will not win or cover.
We've had that. We had that during the baseball season where there was the Washington Nationals, the Phillies.
But usually it's not good. I mean, I guess the Chiefs. I don't bet on the Bills much, though. Like, literally, I think the last time I bet on the Bills was probably when they lost to the Titans last year for the Shield, and I said no more.
The Browns have fucked me 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I'm done with the Browns, but I don't know how you take the Broncos either.
Thursday night.
That's a mess.
Fuck that.
What's the total?
You thinking an under? 42.5.
Jesus.
Broncos have been giving up points now, too.
Broncos stink.
Browns have been fucking giving up a lot.
Browns stink. Browns secondary is atrocious. I know they were playing against Arizona, but
this is a disgusting game.
I might take the under.
Ooh, you son of a bitch.
Is Chubb's out?
Yeah.
Hunt's out?
Yeah.
I think
Chubb's out.
Hey, this is classic middle.
Chubb's out. Baker's all banged up.
This is classic middle of the season Thursday night football.
Stinks.
Yeah.
10-7.
Hell yeah.
Somebody, I think Von Miller just came out and said he's going to kill the tackle.
Yeah.
Did that just happen?
Yeah. Whoever it is. He does not care who it is. He will kill him.
I don't know who the tackle I'm going against is, but I'm going to kill him.
Dead.
I might take Broncos just on that.
I mean, I'd love to take the Broncos, but I watched them against the Raiders last week. Best bet, my best bet of the weekend, this weekend, might be the Raiders -3 at home against the Eagles. That is the one game that I look at that makes sense.
So I was looking at that.
Because I wanted to take the Chiefs, but now I want to take the Titans after last night.
I was looking at that Philly Raiders game. And the Raiders' run D is shit, and the Eagles' run game is great, but they don't do it.
They did start to against
in the second
Bucs,
half. Though. Like, are they going to be like, hey, let's do this? I started looking at some games. I was looking at the Bengals a little bit. I don't know. Do I trust the Panthers on the road against the Giants? I don't know.
If that gets down to 2.5, I'll think about the Panthers. Like, because Darnold, I know everyone's just looking at the stats. Darnold was not as bad as the stats say. I'm not exaggerating.
They had 8 drops. No, they had 8 drops.
I'd say more than that.
The stats that they put out were 8. The two biggest mismatches of the week, and I don't think this is a surprise, based in like in my eyes, like when you just look at the games, Cardinals against Texans. Texans don't match up well at all, and the Rams versus the Lions.
My fear, I mean, it doesn't matter because it's. What is it, 17.5 Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals got Thursday night against the Packers.
Yes, that's a look at it. That's why I'm staying away from that. But, Nick, we brought it up yesterday. It is a J.J. Watt D-Hop revenge game, which may prevent them from looking ahead to Packers on Thursday night. Maybe.
Double revenge game.
Double revenge game.
Does the double revenge cancel out the singular revenge?
You thought that the Titans were going to get fucked last night because of a death game.
I did. They announced Brian Daboll's grandfather, who apparently raised him like his own child. He learned of it an hour before the team flight.
Very sad.
Tragic.
Rest in peace. But it was too close to the game for it to be.
I think you're right.
So we were okay. Not next week, though. I think they have a bye.
Bills are on a bye.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for Daboll. He gets the one.
Yeah, that is nice.
These lines are sickening.
All right, let's just go through. Let's bullshit a little bit about these NFL games. See where the early money is. I kind of hate the slate. There's three less games this weekend because six teams are on bye. Okay, so right now the money or the bets are split. The money's going towards Broncos. 50-50 on the bets. 70% of the money's on the Broncos. But that's because the line obviously opened a lot higher than it was. And when you didn't know if Baker was playing or not.
Yeah, how long is he going to play for, dude? You got one arm.
I don't know.
You going to tie it behind your back?
You would think like, hey, maybe, I don't know, on a short week, sit this one out. Chiefs are getting, now this was probably before, some of this money came in probably before last night, 80% of the tickets, 60% of the money against the Titans. Patriots are getting 91% against the Jets. Feel confident in that one? There's a teaser opportunity for sure.
Oh, Patriots? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take the Pats.
Panthers are getting 81% of the tickets, but the money is split against the Giants.
I mean,
are the Giants getting healthy? Are they back to getting healthy at all?
I don't think so.
Ravens are getting 65% of the tickets, 70% of the money against the Bengals.
But the numbers going the other way. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Falcons are getting 70% of the tickets and 60% of the money. So, see there. Packers are getting 63% of the tickets, but the football team is getting 60% of the money.
I'm not betting on the fucking Dolphins again, dude.
No. Raiders are getting 83% of the money, tickets, but 60% of the money is on the Eagles.
I guess the Eagles did not look bad in the second half against the Bucs.
No. Right? They're a hard team to fucking do. I don't know if I want to bet the Raiders, on Sirianni. Oh, Jesus. With Rams are getting 73% of tickets and 99% of the money.
Pardon?
Rams are getting 73% of tickets, 99% of the money.
99%?
That's the...
So everyone's the Rams beat the Giants 38-3.
Also, or Goff comes home.
Goff revenge game.
Goff revenge game. Goff challenged by coach game.
Goff may lose his job.
Lions game. One game removed from crying game.
Rams might win by 50.
Bucks, I think this is a fucking big line, but I also love the Bucks matchup. Bucks are 12.5-point favorites, getting 56% of the tickets. 61% of the money's on the Bears, though. Like, because the Bucks have the best run defense in the league. Bears, obviously, not a great throwing team. If you want to take advantage of the Bucks, it's through the air. Can Bears do that? I don't know. Texans are getting 55% of the tickets. 80% of the money's on the Cards, though. This game fascinates me. Colts are 62% of tickets, 65% of the money. Niners are home off a bye. Cool. I haven't looked into the trends yet, like how Shanahan is off a bye and stuff yet.
Colts feel like they're going, though.
And then I told you yesterday, I think I love the Saints on Monday night.
I think we're going to say this all year about the Saints, week to week.
We have no clue
what they are.
I think they're
off a bye.
I think they have a good, yeah. I think they have a great defense. I think they have a good defense. But
don't let Geno start slinging it.
Yeah, and I saw how that offense was with Geno in there. I worry about them being able to score at all on Monday night. Mitt, you didn't jump in at all there. You got any thoughts?
I'm definitely taking the Lions. I'm probably taking the Texans.
I love that. Shit, you just fucking get in the trash, dude. You just love getting in the trash.
Oh, I mean, we're going to bet the game. Like, don't even lie to yourself.
I love it. I respect it. I wish I could do it. I just don't. I don't have the intestinal fortitude to get in there and take those fucking sloppy, sloppy, sloppy double-digit dogs.
Oh, yeah. I love the double-digit dogs. Hell, I might throw all three of them in a teaser, put it up 6 points.
Attaboy. I respect the shit out of you. If we're looking at teaser opportunities early, like I said, if you like the Ravens, take them down to just beating the Bengals. Packers, you can get them down to 3.
Holy shit.
Huh.
Colts just waived fucking
Marlon Mack.
Stud quarterback Jacob Eason.
No way. Thought he was the future.
He was the fucking gunslinger, dude.
Huh. Interesting. New England tees down. That's about it.
Like I said, this
short
is,
board. I don't like this board this week.
It is fucking ugly, ugly, ugly.
Tonight, or congrats to your Red Sox last night.
Hell yeah.
Tonight, I forgot to look at the second game. I'll be honest with you. I literally just saw it. First game, 5:08, about an hour and 10 minutes-ish. First pitch, Chuck Morton versus Walker Buehler. Atlanta at L.A. Dodgers need this one. Not that that matters in betting. You have any thoughts on this one?
I would lean Braves full game plus 1.5.
Yeah.
But this feels like a get-right game for the Dodgers. As much as I love Chuck Morton, Buehler is fucking good in the playoffs.
He's good in the playoffs. He's great at home.
Yeah.
I want to take the Dodgers. I don't want to lay the 190. So I was trying to find a way earlier, and then we started the show.
I mean, Chucky Morton in a big game, too.
No, I know. He didn't have a great outing last, but he was on short rest.
How many days? He's on full or even longer now?
I think he's on full. I'm going to go Walker Buehler. Maybe I'll... Let me see this. Let me see this real quick.
Braves are the favorite to win the World Series right now.
If I were to do Walker Buehler... Oh, maybe I'll do that. Walker Buehler, 5+ strikeouts, and the Dodgers to win is plus 130. Let me see if I do Walker Buehler. Where's the strikeouts at, Paul? Where the fuck are they? 4+ strikeouts. Nah, got to do 5. 5+ strikeouts and the Dodgers to win, plus 130. That's my pick for tonight.
There you go. Fuck it. I'll take Braves first 5+.5.
Okay. Why not?
I mean, let's go Chucky.
Why not?
Let's go Chucky.
It's
smarter to go full game, though, because that Dodgers bullpen feels like they are dying.
The second game, Greinke versus Pivetta. Greinke hasn't pitched since the 10th.
He came out of the pen.
Yeah, he got an inning against the White Sox. He hasn't started since the 3rd. Went 2 1/3, gave up 2 earned runs. Before that, he gave up 5 earned runs, 7 earned runs, 6 earned runs. Greinke's never been an overpowering pitcher at all.
12 innings in his career at Fenway, 14 earned runs. Pivetta has been great out of the pen.
He has a 12 ERA this year against the Sox. He only 3 innings, 4 earned runs. You like Pivetta?
I mean, they've been doing better when I don't bet, so I'm not gonna mess this up for them. I'm just gonna let it eat. If I was betting,
Pivetta went 4 and gave him none.
Yeah, he's been lights out of the pen, but he hasn't started in quite some time.
He had a 5.4 during the year at home.
Yeah. But he just seems like he's on a fucking level right now.
Sox at home, like, just mash the ball.
Yeah, I mean, if they can jump out early again. And that minus, lineup is fucking going.
They're minus 130 on the money line.
Full game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. That feels like the one.
I feel like I want to take that. I'll do that. I'll do Sox full game money line, minus 130. And then Walker Buehler, 5+ strikeouts, and Dodgers money line, which is plus 130 when you put those two together.
There you go.
I'll do that.
There you go.
Mate, you taking Southside or?
Oh, fuck off, Tony.
Oh, jeez.
Yikes, dude.
Jeez.
Sorry. Sorry, Mitt. Mitt, sorry.
Yeah, riding the Red Sox now. Let's go.
Dodgers to win and over 7.5 runs scored in the game is plus 230. I'm out on that.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Schwarber or Enrique Hernandez to hit a home run, plus 150.
Those aren't great odds.
No.
But I would take it. It would have hit last night because Schwarber hit one. It was Schwarber and Renfro last night.
Have you looked at your boy? Because I heard this. Because you could do total bases.
Yeah.
I was looking for your guy, Kike.
Yeah, I've never dove into the total bases. Kike's plus 380 for a homer. Last night he was what, plus 400? Schwarber plus 260. Raffy plus 350.
I was trying to look for Kike to get a hit.
Oh, that's probably ridiculous.
Why can't I find them?
Hits and runs?
No, I can't find
total runs.
Yeah, fuck it.
What's the total on this?
10.
10?
It's a heavy total.
Holy shit.
It's a heavy, heavy total.
I mean, you got to, if you're Boston, you got to do it tonight. Just go up 3-1. Just fucking do it. Don't let them fucking back in this series. E-Rod might have earned a fucking payday last night.
He absolutely did. He's been good.
He's hardest he's thrown all year. He's dotting 96.
It's been good. Nick.
Tony.
You looked at the board for tonight?
I have. It's a big one. There's a lot going on.
What happened last night? How'd we do?
1-1. We lost. That's okay. The OT. The Rangers won an OT.
The Kraken stink?
The Kraken, it does feel like they stink a little bit.
That's unfortunate.
I think it was 5 or 6-1 they got shelled by the Flyers.
That'll happen. I mean, that's a long season, 82 games. Dude.
True. But it's a little early. Unfortunately, they play
on the road, dude. You go.
They're on a back to back tonight. Yeah,
they play the Devils.
Tonight. Oh, feed me the Devils!
Yeah, but you go on the road to Wells Fargo. It's going to be a tough place to play.
You're getting the Devils money line minus 150 tonight.
Or the Flyers on the Devils money line.
Yeah, tonight. I'm on the Devils.
Oh, come
tonight,
on,
too.
Dude!
Kraken are dead.
Take Kraken, Tony.
Let's just roll through
caught
it.
On the ice.
Let's just roll through it. Canucks or Sabres, you got anything there?
Canucks are Canucks are that big of a favorite.
Minus 164.
Jesus.
So in the spirit of that, I'm gonna do something I don't really feel good doing. We're taking a chance here.
We're taking a chance.
Nikki Dogs.
The Buffalo Sabres at home. 2-0 already on the season.
Really?
We're gonna go with the Sabres.
Boys are buzzing.
Plus 138. They've been playing a lot better with this new head coach. Seems like the guys have rallied a little bit. The team's supposed to stink. They haven't quite stunk yet.
They got Emilio Estevez back there?
It might as well be.
Why do you have to say that?
What? Emilio.
Be respectful.
Remember when he showed up with those fucking wearing those pads for the new Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. It was awesome. All right, so maybe like a half a unit on the Sabres or?
No, that's a full
unit.
That's a full unit.
Full unit play?
Full unit.
You can do whatever you like. I'm only doing full units here.
Nick only does full units.
Okay. That's smart.
That's full units.
Okay, so we got full unit on the Sabres. What about Go Sharks versus Canadiens?
Gumpy, I'm taking the Habs tonight, and if this fucking team lets me down again, it's on you.
Let Abby Toll.
The Habs stink. They're 0-2 right now.
Well, that's because they got no fucking... Their heart and soul is gone.
They're due.
I'm sorry, they're 0-3. They really fucking stink.
Yeah, they have no heart and soul. And the Terry's Sharks are not there.
But they're at home.
I love how in hockey teams
play. Sharks are a long way from home.
Teams got like five games played. Other teams got one. Yeah, it's fucking the schedule maker of the NHL is incredible.
Okay. What about Mountainside?
I'm not going to touch it tonight. Nathan McKinn's coming back. It's his first game back with the team. I'll let Mick call this one.
I'm grabbing this one. -124 money line. Parlay that with the Lakers. -158 money line. Oh, and you have yourself a nice little plus, I think it's 190 something or 200 payday there.
That's a hype boy parlay.
Listen here, motherfucker. Did you leave me hanging on Mountainside?
He did.
I think I just honestly didn't catch it.
Yeah, I don't think he knew.
I mean, I said it loud enough.
It's tough when you see the Caps as home dogs.
But yeah,
I'm going to wait and see
num, home puppies.
Called Lightning -120 against the Panthers.
All right, so you're staying away from that one.
Stay away from that one. I am jumping on this one. I'm going to take the Florida Panthers at +100.
Really?
Holy Lightning,
shit.
Lightning.
Sergeant Bob is in the
net. Kucherov's banged up. Lightning lost their entire third line, their grit, their sandpaper, their jam from last season. It feels like the Panthers, this has become one of the best rivalries in the NHL people don't know
about.
These are great games. And I feel like the Florida Panthers are going to take another jump this year, another step. Spencer Knight's in net tonight, the young stud. You know how we feel about Spencer
Knight. Yeah, he's great.
Young American goalie, we love him. Let's see if they can knock off the defending champs tonight, because Tampa hasn't played great to start the season. They got that huge comeback win against Detroit, but they went down early. If Florida can get on them early, Florida's the type of team that can hold a lead.
Okay.
All right.
Game of the night. Kraken at the Devils.
We're on the Devils.
We're on the Kraken.
We're on the Devils. We're on the -150.
Okay, so we're on the Kraken.
This is the game of the night right here.
Stars, Pens.
I'm not touching.
Top shelf, dude.
I'm not touching it. Pens at home. Pens are very good at
home.
We
got a side bet?
You got a side bet. What's a side bet?
Stars versus Pens side bet.
Public push-ups.
Yep.
You want to throw a 10 on it?
20 piece.
20?
Wow, that's a confident bet.
That was Fast and Furious. Remember when they got the fucking the guy? 50 weight? 100 weight?
The oil.
50 weight sounds nice.
No one comes here for the tuna. 20 piece. There it is.
There it is.
Okay. Come on.
Speaking of terrible hockey teams, Blue Jackets, Red Wings.
I'm not touching this suck bowl.
Okay, good. Jets, Wild.
I'm going to take the Wild at home, -158 money line. This one might butt us in the ass because I feel like the Jets are a better team than they've been playing like lately. But okay. Minnesota, a lot of talent there now.
Hell yeah.
Kaprizov, exciting energy team. Let's go with the Wild.
Are we the Islanders are short fave on the road.
Tony.
Islanders, have they won yet?
No.
Either of the Blackhawks?
Both of these teams have stunk. Out loud to start the season. Both of them had pretty high expectations to start the season.
Yeah.
This is tough. This is one where you got to look to a higher power. This is one where you can't make a call in this game. This is one where you go to the coin.
All rise for their animal coin! Now, if you're new to the show, you're not familiar, during hockey season, when there's a game that is so even, is matched up so tightly that no human can consciously pick such game.
The coin has never lost.
We go to the honorable coin.
The coin has never lost.
The coin is undefeated.
26-0.
New York Islanders are in Chicago, Illinois. Flip the coin.
The Islanders will be heads. The Blackhawks will be tails.
Tails never fails.
Flip it. There's got to be a camera back here. Right?
There's the flip. It's heads. New York Islanders. -118.
The coin is spoken. The team that resides on the island of New York, -118.
Long Island.
A very Long Island.
Long Island.
Hey, what was that bar we went to on Long Island? place is fucking awesome. Sundays, Saturdays,
Minnesota's.
Mondays, Minnesota's.
That's a good Ricky. Bet.
Minnesota's.
I think that's a good bet.
These, Ricky. The Ricky Black from Hawks, Minnesota's.
The Blackhawks stink.
Man.
Is Fleury in net? Who's the backup?
Lankinen. Kevin Lankinen is the backup.
Jeff Lankinen.
Kevin Lankinen.
I don't know who's going tonight. Let me. Fleury is in tonight as well as Sorokin for the.
What's his? What's his goals against right now?
Fleury, it's through the roof.
Seven.
The Pens fucking roasted him the other night. Four goals in the first period. They yanked his ass and booed the backup coming in Pittsburgh.
Yikes!
Tough luck, Flower. You know.
Okay. Thank you.
Should have held out longer. Thank you, boys. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Coin. So you're staying away from Kings, Preds, and.
Yeah, I mean, Ducks, there's a lot of games. We're not going to do them all.
Okay. No, I didn't say you were going to pick them all. I didn't know if you were going to.
But to recap.
One.
Take it easy.
That was Sabres money line at home, plus 138. Montreal money line, minus 158 at home.
Yep.
The New Jersey Devils at home, minus 154. The Florida Panthers on the road, plus 100. The Minnesota Wild, minus 158 at home. And the New York Islanders, minus 118 on the road.
And for those of you wondering, that is plus 3,767. If you're feeling frisky tonight.
There you go.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. All right, so NBA tonight. First games of the year, like, who fuck knows? I will say this. The Lakers team that averaged 50 years of age per player, probably going to have fresh legs tonight.
How many points for Carmelo tonight, Mitt?
I have two separate tickets of one parlay of him with his under and then one parlay him to have a 20-plus point game and the Lakers to win.
Let's go, man.
I'm going to take the under in both.
Oh, boo. Jesus.
What are you booing me for, dude?
He's an under boy.
He likes bad basketball.
Tony Day.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. Okay, here.
Oh, Real Madrid, 2-0. There we go.
I just thinking out loud. There's no research into this bet at all. But, like, they haven't played a game yet. You know, might be a little rusty.
Yeah.
Legs are going to be a little wobbly in the fourth quarter.
Fair.
You know, it takes a little bit to get into basketball shape.
You think no Kyrie, you can throw the James Harden and Kevin Durant over?
Which are?
They're both like 26-ish.
Yeah, throw it over. Oh, by the way, 2x3s are back. 3x2s are back, Mitt. Did you put it on?
Oh, I didn't even check the boost. I'm super excited right now.
Fucking 3x2 boost. Two or more three-point field goals made in the first 3 minutes of Nets versus Bucks. I assume you're going to be on that. Giannis and KD to combine for 70-plus.
It's tough not to take every single one of these.
Brooklyn Nets to win both the first quarter and the game.
No, not taking that far.
We got a 3x2 in Lakers-Warriors.
Yep, on that one, obviously.
And then Steph Curry to have 5-plus made threes and the Warriors to win. Assume you're not going to be on that one.
Oh, no, not a fucking chance, dude.
Griezmann just got sent off.
Shit.
Capitalize, boys.
Flight.
Finish them. Finish them.
I like your Whitney shirt today.
Thank you.
Lightning, Caps, and Devils all to win. We were on the other side in some of those, so. Plus 550.
Yeah, stayed away from the Caps on the other side of Lightning, but.
You know, it's good value.
You know, sprinkle never hurts.
Fucking, it's good value. Did we forget anything?
Oh, tomorrow. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Champions League.
Dortmund's down 2-0 to Ajax. I have no. They're getting killed.
Okay.
AC Milan's tied right now. We had them double chance. Real Madrid is up 2-0. We had them money line. Wednesday, Champs League. Wolfsburg double chance at Red Bull Salzburg.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfsburg has been struggling, but I'll take a flyer on a double chance there. I think Man United finally figures it out at home against Atalanta. I'll take Man U money line. And then also Sevilla draw no bet at Lille. Sevilla, good squad.
I'm an idiot.
What happened?
I always forget to check these. You know, because I put in a $25 parlay with all the Knicks NHL picks.
Yeah.
There's a parlay insurance that I forgot to opt in on.
Yeah, what is it? Four legs, $25, I believe.
$25 back.
Which is pretty fucking good if you're throwing $25
pretty good.
On a parlay.
There's also a risk-free NBA same-game parlay. Opt in and place a 3-plus leg cash game same parlay on any NBA game. If your bet loses, you get a refund in site credit, max refund $50.
Let's go.
So, something to look at there.
I can throw a $50 same game parlay, is what you're telling me right now?
Let me make sure. If your bet loses, you get a refund in site credit, max refund $50. Yes. Yeah. Gonna have to. It'd be stupid not to do it.
Oh, I'm
throwing. To just try it. Fuck yeah. It, dude, right?
Jesus, 3-0 Ajax? What is happening, Dortmund?
I just didn't show up today. You get them out of the Bundesliga, they don't know what to do.
It's tough going out to Ajax. Forgot about that.
They just don't know what to do.
Are the hype boys fired up for the NBA season yet?
Hell yeah, dude. This is our time to shine.
All right.
Very, very fired up. I have college bets written down somewhere, games that I'm looking at. Coastal and App State. I'm looking at Coastal, but App State's at home. Those games are UNLV and San Jose State under, I'm looking at. Colorado State -3.5 versus Utah State, I'm looking at. Army's +3 versus Wake. Might go against Wake.
You're going against Wake?
Might.
The Demon Deacons.
Went against them last time. Cuse covered.
Who's Cuse got? They're covering machines.
Cuse v. Tech. I'm looking at the under in that one potentially.
Is it at Sandman?
I believe it's in Syracuse.
What's the spread?
I don't know. Wisconsin's -3. Versus Purdue. I think Wisconsin. No, they played Army last week. But Wisconsin, Purdue's. It's a letdown week for Purdue. You don't think so?
Can't bank on that sort of thing, Tony.
I know.
Oh, Syracuse +3.5 at Sandman.
Taking it. UCLA's -2.5 at Oregon.
That's a stay away.
Or versus Oregon.
I keep waiting for Oregon to show up.
NC State's -3 against Miami.
Is NFL and college just a fucking nightmare slate this weekend?
Yeah. Boys are getting dialed in.
Yeah.
The boys are getting dialed in. What, Mitt?
Do you want a winner same game parlay really quick for the Lakers?
Absolutely.
Here? Let's go, Mitt.
All right, we got AD over 24.5 points. We got LeBron James over 6.5 assists, and we got Lakers money line. It has to be a 3-leg parlay
correct.
Of 400 or more, and that's exactly 400.
The odds +400 or more?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, so AD over points, LeBron over assists. Lakers money line.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's yours.
See you at the window.
And if you lose, you get your money back.
Yep.
Pretty good call.
Kind of cool.
That baby Mitt.
Kind of cool. All right. Anything else? We move into Wednesday.
Carry on.
Let's carry on to Wednesday.
Let's go Sox.
Let's go Sox.
Finland, come on. Don't let them off the mat. Fucking bury them. End it.
You gotta like who you're facing tonight.
Greinke?
Yeah.
I always think of the Greinke of old, though, just showing
I know.
Up. But Pivetta, Victoria boy, good old Victoria boy. Fucking out of Lambert Park, my friend.
Victoria boy. We can't thank you guys enough for everything. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. At youtube.com/HammeredDown. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll start getting into a little more detail on our football picks for the weekend. Yeah. Lines have only been out for a little bit.
Salt in them a little bit.
We'll get an idea of where those things are going.
Grab a drink. Real Madrid, 3-0.
Attaboy.
That one's coming home.
Congratulations.
I'm not going to lie. tough couple days lately.
You'll have that. There's a lot of sports going on. Now we got NBA. Full slate tomorrow, huh, Mitt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's going to be hard not to bet that. For me, personally. Have you looked at when college starts?
It's coming. I got to start diving in.
Let me try to pull it up before we get out of here. NCAA men schedule.
Tony, how do you think college is easier to pick the first couple weeks than the NBA?
I don't. I didn't. I never said that.
I never said that.
Hey. I never said that.
Are you diving right into college when it opens up?
No.
I will.
Tuesday. And here's why, Mitt. Here's why it's absurd. Tuesday, November 9th. Every team in the fucking world plays. I am not exaggerating. There's 200 games. So.
Holy shit. RB Leipzig up on PSG.
Wednesday.
PSG's having a mare in the Champions League.
Yeah, it starts the first week in November.
First week in November?
Mm-hmm. Well,
we got a few weeks still.
The 9th. Tuesday the 9th is when we start.
Tuesday the 9th. Big day.
Actually, the rankings came out yesterday.
Who's won, Bailey?
Zags.
Pardon?
Zags.
With that booze bag coach?
Zags. Shocking. UCLA's two.
Did Baylor lose a bunch of players?
Kansas, Villanova. Baylor's 8. Texas, Michigan, Purdue, Duke, Kentucky, Illinois, Memphis, Oregon, Alabama, Houston, Arkansas, Ohio State, Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida State, Maryland, Auburn, the Bonnies, UConn, and Virginia.
Where's what's his name coaching now?
Who?
Shaka.
Where is Shaka at?
He left Texas.
He go back to
after he fucking choked.
Yeah, we'll jump into there. Shaka is where is
and then what's his name? Beard left Texas A&M and went to Texas.
Oh, Shaka went home. And by home, he's at Marquette. He could run his system again.
That Texas team, I mean, they got knocked out first round.
Mm-hmm.
Watched it live. I had him win the whole tournament.
Yeah, Chris Beard's at Texas, yeah.
He's an animal. I like him.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.